I'm retired Air Force Colonel Rob Manis. I am the Executive Director of Military Veterans Advocacy Incorporated, a veterans all-volunteer nonprofit.
Awesome. So we're talking about Agent Orange and Blue Water veterans today. Can you tell me, what is Agent Orange?
Agent Orange is the name for a herbicide that was purchased by Department of Defense in the 1950s and 60s here in the United States. And it's part of a whole host of herbicides called the rainbow herbicides. If it's called Agent Orange, that means it was used for tactical purposes in Vietnam and the Southeast Asian theater of warfare around the Vietnam conflict area.
And what exactly did it do? What role did it play in combat?
It was mixed with petroleum products to make it kind of sticky, and they sprayed it on vegetation out in the jungles to clear the vegetation away so the enemy couldn't sneak up on American and allied forces and those kind of things. So it was sprayed by military aircraft, modified transport aircraft. It was sprayed out of hand sprayers. Most people would know them today as, the weed sprayers in their garden, those types of equipment, those kind of things. Other types of sprayers that were used on tractors and those kinds of things.
And so what has the impact of Agent Orange been after combat?
It's been absolutely devastating to the veterans community that served in Vietnam and served anywhere where Agent Orange was used or the herbicide was used. If it wasn't used for tactical purposes, it might have been called something else. For instance, on Guam, we know from eyewitnesses that saw barrels with the orange stripe around them, which is what Agent Orange looked like, it was used as a herbicide for weed killer, basically, all over the island of Guam. The island of Guam has a large military presence from the United States military, even to this day. And the herbicide that we've been determined has been able to determine that it was sprayed from the early 1960s all the way up through 1980, even after we learned that veterans from the Vietnam War were getting health effects that are pretty dramatic for people their age. It's things like non-Hodgkin's lymphoma at early ages, esophageal cancers in the same population of men that were the same age and served in the same area, indicating they probably drank some water that was tainted with the herbicide, and they tend to pass away in excruciating pain earlier than they should have, those are just the major effects of it.
And so who are the Blue Water Navy veterans?
The Blue Water Navy veterans are the U.S. Navy veterans that served on board what are called Blue Water ships, as a nickname, out in the ocean off the coast of Vietnam. Their ships may or may not have gone into the harbors. They certainly didn't go into the rivers. But the ships that they were on used a water distillation system. They were steam driven, the ships were. So the water distillation system had a couple of different purposes. One was to make water for the boilers to drive the engines. But the other was to make water for drinking water, cooking and preparing food, doing laundry and those kinds of things. And what we found is that since Agent Orange was mixed with petroleum, that it not only got into the estuaries, the rivers, the harbors and those kinds of things, but also plumed out into the ocean itself. And most people know that petroleum products tend to float on the surface or just slightly below the surface. And that's what this did. And these distillation systems picked this water up. What we found in two different medical studies and the Australian Veterans Administration tracking system that tracks the health of its veterans is that Navy veterans that were on those ships with those distillation systems actually got an exposure to Agent Orange that was enriched by a factor of 10 because of the process of distillation.
Oh, wow.
And have cancers at a much higher rate. That's how we discovered it. Unfortunately, in the United States, the bureaucrats at the Veterans Administration, shortly after Congress passed the Agent Orange presumptive bill in 1991, the bureaucrats at the VA decided Navy veterans couldn't have been exposed to Agent Orange if they were not in the bays or the rivers or on land in the country of Vietnam, so they cut them out of the bill that Congress passed authorizing presumptive benefits. And the group that I'm the executive director for, Military Veterans Advocacy, spent the better part of two decades trying to get legislation passed and fighting it in the courts. And they finally won the court case in January of this year called Procopio v. Wilkie. And what that did was told the VA it had to give presumptive benefits to these Blue Water Navy veterans. And Congress, after the bill was defeated eight different times in eight different Congresses, they finally got their courage up because they no longer had to figure out a way to pay for it, because you're forced to pay for it if the court rules that you have to provide the benefits. And they managed to pass a bill, and unfortunately that bill was flawed and allowed the VA secretary to put an additional stay of benefits on the Blue Water Navy veterans again. So it was almost as if Congress snatched victory out of the jaws of defeat.
And so what is the consequence of the VA putting a stay on those claims?
The consequence is that every week we hear about another Navy Vietnam veteran that was exposed to Agent Orange passing away without their benefits being given to them. That means that their surviving family members and descendants who are also exposed to Agent Orange exposure don't have access to the benefits that they would have if their member had been given veterans disability benefits for that particular condition and for those reasons. And they can maybe eventually get those benefits, but it will mean more and more fights in the courts and fights against the VA. And people are continuing to die every week that have served their country and have been told that the Congress said give them these benefits, and they are not getting the benefits, and their families are being left without anything and holding the bag. It's a pretty sad situation, really. It's actually shameful. It's very shameful.
So I understand you will be in the U.S. Court of Appeals next week on this particular issue. Can you tell me why?
Yes, we sued Secretary Wilkie of the Veterans Affairs Department when he implemented the stay, because the bill that was passed, even though it was flawed by Congress after we won the Procopio case in this year, did not authorize him to implement the stay on the cases that were affected by the court case. Even Mr. Procopio himself cannot get the benefits that the courts said in Procopio v. Wilkie originally the VA must do, and must do immediately. So those veterans were going in the fight to get the VA to drop that, force them to drop the stay, so these veterans and their families can get their benefits before any more of them pass away and leave these families in a mode that they have to go fight for these things, and most of the time they don't even know what the heck's going on, which means they aren't likely to win the benefits. So we're back in court to force the VA to lift the stay. Fortunately, the same court that ruled in veterans' favor on the Blue Water Navy bill, the Procopio bill, or Procopio litigation in February and January of this year, is the same court that will be hearing this case. They've moved very quickly, for as court cases go, at the speed of light, is what our litigation team says, so to speak. But that's what that will do. The other thing that it will do is it will keep the secretary and the VA from implementing a stay or extending the stay that they've already said, because the flawed bill didn't put any limitations on them. And we opposed that bill very aggressively, but weren't able to stop it going through Congress. And so now we're forced back into court to try to fight for these veterans and their families.
What should the VA be doing for Vietnam vets, like, ideally?
Ideally, they would never have cut out groups like this, these Vietnam Navy veterans, from the system, and would have gone with the evidence. And the evidence clearly shows that these groups of veterans were exposed to Agent Orange. In the Navy veterans' cases, they have cancer rates of the Agent Orange cancers at a rate of 22% higher, according to the Australians, than their ground counterparts, who were actually being sprayed by the airplanes that were spraying and walking through the jungles that have been sprayed. So ideally, they would have been treating them the same all along since 1991, and we wouldn't be in this situation. But unfortunately, they have not, and they continue to not treat this group of veterans the same, just like they're doing with current toxic exposure veterans, like burn pit veterans, veterans like me who were in the Pentagon during the attacks on 9/11 that breathed for weeks, breathed in toxic smoke and fumes from that disaster and that attack, and those kind of, and burn pits over in Iraq and Afghanistan and all the other toxic exposure, so not just members but families. You know, on some of these bases, like at Camp Lejeune, the family members and descendants are devastatingly affected with some of these terrible and horrific cancers. And it's time for the United States government to step up, and the VA in particular, and take care of the veterans and their descendants that have been impacted by these toxic exposures.
Is there anything else that you want to impart to the listeners today?
I would impart to the listeners to call your congressman, call the House Veterans Affairs Committee Democrat staff. They have not been responding to our request to meet. We are advocating for a Guam Central Pacific herbicide exposure coverage bill right now that we've won the Blue Water Navy issue. We now need to get the Guam veterans and their families and descendants that were exposed to Agent Orange or herbicide dioxins that are the same thing as Agent Orange covered. Those folks have ignored our request for meetings. They are not answering the phone or emails. We will be up there next week, in addition to the court case, meeting with Congress staffers on the Senate and the House side. But the House Democrat Veterans Affairs Committee has not answered our calls and a request for meetings so we can talk about this bill. This bill needs to be passed right away instead of waiting decades. We need to get it done now so we don't leave these families holding the bag.
Thank you so much for speaking with me, Colonel. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much. We appreciate y'all helping us get the message out.
We've been speaking with Colonel Rob Maness, the Executive Director of Military Veterans Advocacy, about coverage for the Blue Water Navy Vietnam veterans who have been impacted by Agent Orange. For KBOO Evening News, I'm Althea Billings.